Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is April 8th, Monday, the day of the eclipse. So I'm anticipating to see what happens because of all the predictions and everybody saying this is going to happen, that's going to happen. So kind of excited to see how everything unfolds. I know here in Pittsburgh, it's supposed to reach its, I don't know if this is the right word, not the totality or the crescendo, I guess, around 3:18. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, I label this podcast Signs because I have seen signs my whole entire life, symbols, and I've always paid attention because I am that type of person. I am very spiritual. I believe in all of that. I believe in astrology. You name it, I believe it when it comes to things like that, because so many times that I've had signs, I follow them, I research them to see, you know, what it means, and 9 times out of 10, there is a deep meaning behind it for me and what I need to be doing and where my focus should be. So each sign, symbol that appears was appearing for a reason, because the universe or my guardian angel knew that I was having a problem, and these signs or symbols literally helped me through that problem. So right now I have a little bit of fuzziness in my head when it comes to my business structure, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what do I want to do? I'm an artist, I'm a writer, and I do fashion, and I'm a podcaster, but I'm like, how can I combine this? You know, my mind is racing all over the place, and, you know, I'm sick and tired of having all these multiple accounts. I just want to do one account, one thing, and that's it. And being a creative, and I don't know how many of you out there are very creative and have all these amazing ideas. I mean, fantastic ideas. And you're just like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, I'm here to tell you, I am the same way. And I can't fit into a box. Well, physically and mentally right now. But I need to be able to spread my wings and just have fun. But also, you know, you have to be a business person. You just can't, you know, be flighty when it comes to business. So my signs were, my friends that I have, 3, know, and anybody who follows me on Facebook, my personal account, that everybody knows that I love raccoons. Well, I have a raccoon now, sort of a pet, because I have no idea how he or she ended up here, but I have a balcony to, you know, off my bedroom, and one day I heard, you know, like something trying to get in, like a knocking, and, you know, so I peep out, and there's this raccoon, like, literally trying to get into my room. And I'm like, what the hell? So, long story short, I didn't pay any attention to it. You know, I kind of just, like, let it go. I'm like, you know, because, I mean, as much as I love raccoons, I know that they carry diseases and they are very dangerous, you know, because they're a wild animal. But they are very playful and very mischievous, and they are trash bandits. But that's beside the point. So, and I did the worst thing that a person could do when it comes to wildlife is I fed him. And now literally he's adopted my house. I mean, he sleeps right on my balcony, and of course I put food out for him, and yeah, and we've had discussions, we talk, you know, I'll see him out there, and we'll, you know, we talk, well, I talk, he listens, right? But anyway, I looked up what that could mean, and a raccoon is relentless, and it literally will destroy anything in its path to get what it wants, right? So I'm like, okay, so I need to start thinking of it in terms of, you know, focusing and being relentless in your thoughts and in your actions and, you know, just getting it done and pulling your resources together. I mean, you think about it, a raccoon is out in the wild, man. He has to be very resourceful to get food, to survive, you know, the survival, their survival rate, I can't get that out. You know what I'm trying to say, is only 2 years. And it saddens me because, again, I love this creature. Oh, it's so adorable. So I'm happy that he is safe on my balcony, but, you know, I do know that it could be short-lived. But anyway, again, the raccoon is relentless and it's mischievous and it's playful, and that's how I see myself too. But anyway, so I kind of put that in the back of my brain. Then last year, I want to say in February, a gentleman that I went to grade school with out of the blue contacted me on Facebook. And I was shocked because when we were in school, he picked with me the whole entire time. He was so mean to me. And then he went his way, I went my way, and he chose the path of easy money, you know, which he has been in and out of the system institution for quite some time, and he had to go back in. Last year, he had to turn himself in, so now he is serving time right now. But the one thing I have to say that really appeals to me is his calmness and his compassion and how he's able to literally give advice. I'm neurotic. I have mental illness. And the one thing that he does before he went in, his voice is just so calming and so soothing. But his words, the way he just like spits knowledge when it comes to motivating and inspiring, it's on another level. And he has calmed me down so many times. And just recently, I literally freaked out because I couldn't get any coffee from Taco Bell. And they have the best coffee. Well, one of the best tasting coffees for a fast food place, and they never ever ever have coffee. The machine it's never working, and it just like pisses me off. So that kind of just set my day off, and my day just spiraled out of control. And I don't know if any of you, if this happens to you, but if something traumatic happens to you, yeah, coffee, right? It just messes up your whole day and you get nothing done. You get nothing accomplished. Well, with me hearing his voice in my head and his words that he told me to do when something like this happens, I did it and it disappeared. And then I was able to pull myself back and get myself back on track. Now, the reason why I named this signs is because the raccoon has appeared for a reason, and this gentleman has appeared in my life for a reason. And it was yesterday, which was Sunday, into today. I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning because something woke me up and something said, okay, this is what you need to do. You know, all that confusion in your head, let's pull it together. So I went to, and I'm here to tell you, I'm an AI person. I went to my all-time favorite, ChatGPT, and then I am in love with you.com, the research feature. I went and did a little bit of research, and you know, I did a little bit more fact gathering to put together an amazing business outline for me. Because if you've been following me, a lot of you know me for menswear, you know, now I do art and I'm also an author. So I'm like, how am I going to do all of this? You know, and I was able to put it all together, pull it in, and now I'm going to work it. I've already been working it, but, you know, I've had multiple accounts on Instagram, TikTok, and, you know, I'm like, I'm so sick and tired of doing all of that. No, I want one account, one thing. So it was, I truly believe that the sign for the raccoon to appear with all of its traits, and then the soothing sound of my friend kind of pulled everything together. And I want to apologize, because if you hear a ding, it's because I placed an order at my local supermarket, because I do curbside because I have really bad knees. So if you hear a ding, that's what it is. And I forgot to put my everything on airplane mode. So that's what you're hearing. But anyway, I don't want to drag this out. I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of inspiration today and to let you know to follow the signs that you see. And I have a plethora of incidents where things of this nature have happened to me. So make sure you follow, go to Facebook and join my Facebook group, especially if you're into clothes. It's called Luxing for Less, and follow me on social media. And I'm going to tell you something, if you guys are into fashion, if you love art or really good books, man, you are in the right place. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have a fantastic day, and I'm going to slide in here tonight just after the eclipse and, you know, kind of talk about my day and what happened. So guys, have a beautiful day. Bye.